I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. A program being presented in Santa Fe and Albuquerque in early March brings to light music that has lain unseen and unheard in the archives of cathedrals and churches of Mexico since the 18th century. Rediscovered Treasures, Music of New Spain, will be performed by the Chicago Arts Orchestra. Its founder and director is Javier José Mendoza, who received his graduate training in conducting at the University of New Mexico. Javier, nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Spencer. It's a pleasure to be with you.
First of all, this program has been very popular in Chicago. Do you find that audiences are curious about this music?
Oh, audiences are very curious about this music. We started this project in 2011, debuting little-known or unknown works from colonial New Spain, mostly. And we find that audiences come out of intellectual curiosity, and many of them tell me that they're pleasantly surprised. The music is quite good, and they walk away entertained.
The composers that you're dealing with in this particular program are European composers. They received their training in Europe. They're now working in Mexico. Did their new surroundings in any way affect the kind of music that they were writing?
Before I studied music from New Spain, music from colonial Latin America, my assumption was it would have had to have had some kind of influence. That local color would come through in the music. And what I can tell you, as a conductor and as a person who studied this period of history, the music is European music, Italianate music, music of the Gallant idiom, the generation between Baroque and classical music. It's early classical music is what we're listening to, and very European. And it makes sense that it's European because largely the people creating this music in the New World are Europeans, and in the case of the program that we're going to do, we're talking about Italian composers. And if I played a symphony by Ignacio Jerusalem, who was working in Mexico City, and I played another symphony by an Italian contemporary, somebody from Naples, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. And the soundscape of the cathedral in Mexico City would have been similar to the soundscape of cathedrals in Spain. And that is by design. What the powers that be who ran cathedral life wanted their cathedral to sound like. Again, New Spain is a Spanish society. And so in that, they're emulating the most important religious centers of Europe. So it's wanting to sound European, wanting to create a European society in the Americas, but also that was the aesthetic that was in style and what people gravitated to.
When we talk about New Spain, in this instance, we're talking about Mexico, but New Spain encompasses a lot more territory than that.
In fact, this is why this project is so special. And from its inception for us in Chicago, we wanted to bring it to New Mexico because New Mexico was a part of New Spain. In fact, the northernmost reaches of New Spain that was settled, Santa Fe being an important center in New Spain. So one of the composers we're working with is a composer, a Roman composer by the name of Santiago Bioni. And Bioni was the chapel master at the Durango, Mexico Cathedral. And what's interesting is that New Mexico, so Santa Fe and Albuquerque included, were part of the Archdiocese of Durango, Mexico. So I can't say that any of this music by Bioni would have ever been heard in New Mexico before or now. But it is interesting to talk about this connection between New Mexico and Durango and to be able to present this music that would have been performed regularly at the seat of the Catholic Church in Durango.
I just want to touch on the process of locating these works. Is it really a matter of searching through dusty archives in churches and cathedrals?
I think the way you describe it is fair. Other than that, these archives are well kept, not so dusty, and these are very old documents. And we're dealing with documents from the 18th century, but of course, colonialism started in the 16th century. So these archives house very, very old documents. And we work hand in hand with a fellow who's been our partner in this project since 2010, Professor Drew Edward Davies of Northwestern University. And Professor Davies is a researcher and a musicologist who works regularly at the Mexico City Cathedral in the archive and also in Durango, Mexico. Mexico alone has probably more than 8,000 works being cataloged by a team of international musicologists, which Professor Davies is a part of. So when we say that this music is unknown, for instance, El Combate, before we premiered it, re-premiered it, or re-debuted it, however you want to look at it, in 2012, no one alive knew the piece existed. So we're confident in saying that it probably hasn't been performed since the 18th century. And as I tell people often, putting together a concert of this type isn't as simple as picking up the phone and calling the local music publisher and saying, we're planning a Beethoven Symphony No. 1, please send me a full set of parts. It's much more complicated than that. These manuscripts can't be checked out. They have to be photographed in the archive, and then once photographed, they are transcribed into notation that modern players can read quickly.
And you are dealing directly with Dr. Davies, who is among the people unearthing these pieces of music.
There's a lot of back and forth. What repertoire I think would work, what repertoire he thinks would work. We have to balance, again, academic interest with what is going to play well for an audience. We have to sometimes balance important historical circumstances with maybe a piece of music that, just because it has great historical circumstances or was written by an interesting person, might not be a great piece of music to listen to.
You, Javier, and Dr. Davies will both be speaking at the concerts that you're presenting in New Mexico.
Yes. Mostly Dr. Davies will talk about his work and the significance of the music and particular pieces. I usually just do some introducing and talk very generally. And I should share with the listeners that I've also done archival research myself in Guatemala City. Guatemala has maybe 1,000 works, again, uncatalogued. So you really are just kind of thumbing through loose papers and folders, trying to find something performable. On this concert that we're presenting in New Mexico, there will be nothing from Guatemala. But as we continue this project, our focus is widening. We've really focused on just a few decades in the late 18th century, mid to late 18th century. And we are now, as this project wears on, we're looking into older pieces of music and different composers.
And are there a lot of organizations, Javier, who you think are doing similar kind of programs?
There aren't. I could point to one other ensemble that is actually focused solely to this type of work that's in Texas. But, you know, I'm describing our work with Professor Davies, and that means anybody who wants to perform this type of repertoire has to find somebody who has access to archives in Latin America and has the skills to be able to photograph manuscripts and then transcribe them into modern notation. So it takes time and money and a lot of hours to be able to put just a simple concert together.
Before we say goodbye, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the featured work on the program, which you have mentioned a little bit already, titled El Combate.
El Combate is a really special piece of music. Not only does it have very important history behind it, but it is a really good piece of music. El Combate was written by an Italian named Ignacio Jerusalem, again, who was the chapel master of the Mexico City Cathedral. In 1759, a gentleman ascends to the throne of Spain. His name was Charles III. And to commemorate his coronation, there were events planned in Mexico City in 1760. As a part of those events, there was a poetry competition. And the best poems were selected, and Jerusalem sets them to music. So it is a celebration of Charles III, a celebration of the king himself and actually his genealogy as well.
The forces that are necessary for performance of this piece, orchestra, chorus, and soloists.
Yes, it starts with an overture, and then the overture goes into a recitative, and then chorus, and then there are some arias, and it ends with a chorus.
And this is a bit different than some of the other music that you play in the Rediscovered Treasures series in that it is secular. It is not church music, correct?
That's right. And that's important because, you know, I mentioned that there are 8,000 pieces or more that survive in Mexico from the colonial era, and those are preserved in church archives. So the vast majority of that music is sacred. So it is the belief that El Combate is probably the largest piece of secular music to have survived the colonial era.
I should mention that when you and the Chicago Arts Orchestra are in New Mexico for these performances, you will be reconnecting with a mentor of yours from the University of New Mexico.
Yes, we will be performing with Coro Lux, which is directed by Professor Bradley Ellingbow, a retired professor from the University of New Mexico, who was one of my mentors during my master's work. And I should also mention that we'll be joined by two other soloists from New Mexico, Ingela Onstad, who has had a career in opera in Germany and grew up in Santa Fe and has returned to New Mexico, and Dr. Michael Hicks, who's on the voice faculty at UNM.
Two terrific vocalists. UNM graduate Javier Jose Mendoza leads the Chicago Arts Orchestra in Rediscovered Treasures, Music of New Spain. That's March 4th in Santa Fe and March 5th in Albuquerque. For tickets and information, visit chicagoartsorchestra.org. And to listen to some of this music, visit kunm.org. Javier, thanks so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure, Spencer. Thank you for having me.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.